Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Make some noise. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York,
New York, Chicago,
to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
What up, party people? It's your boy Rodney Perry. You're tuning to Rodney Perry Live, and it is indeed live today. I'm here in the building. I'm wearing my Dream Bigger apparel. A lot of people don't like Kanye West now, and they say he's got a lot going on or whatever. But he inspired me because this guy had an unbelievable belief in himself. And he made me question myself. I said, Rodney, are you dreaming big enough? Are you dreaming big enough? And I'll pose that question to you today as you navigate your life. Are you looking at your bigger self? Like, are you being hampered by your idea of what success is? Let's figure that out, man. Victor Marshall is in the building. Victor Marshall said, Rodney Perry, I'm working on your hip-hop version of your song. That's dope. Candy Kids TV is in the building. Shouts out to Trina Pinker. She says, thank God it's Friday. Granny Wilds is in the building. Appreciate you, sis. Shouts out to Candy Kids TV. I'm rocking your Trust Your Dopeness shirt today. I'm sure you're making it look absolutely wonderful. Princess Riri is in the building. Kevin Cherry, longtime friend and legend himself. Always a pleasure. Wait a minute. This is the rap. It's a rap Friday. It's a rap Friday. That's what it is. No, don't take it down now. I cannot wait to talk to my friends, man. I reached out to these four people. I said, man, you guys, I would like for you guys to join me every Friday as your schedule permits. And it makes me happy. It makes me absolutely ecstatic to come on with these guys. And, you know, when you have regular people, there's a certain accountability. You know, they know when you're on and when you're off and stuff like that. They make me feel good too. Funky Fresh Terror is in the building today. I don't know how funky she is or fresh. She's never funky. How about that? She's never funky. Welcome to the show. Coco Fresh is in the building. What's up, Coco?
Peace, everybody. What's up, Rodney? Peace.
How you doing, homie?
I'm good. I'm so good.
Did I see you go to a Big Three game?
Yeah, we were like sideline.
Y'all was about to play. Y'all was so close. Y'all was about to motherfucking run a damn pickup game.
It was dope. It was dope to see all the players because I used to dance in the NBA and WNBA team. So So seeing a lot of the people that I used to see at the games, it was pretty dope. And I saw Dr. J.
Okay.
And he had on like the shirt that he had. It was a button up shirt. It was dope. It had like all of the black people back in the day that got locked up for like civil rights.
Oh wow! You know,
fighting for civil rights. It was dope, but it was a great experience. It was.
She is Coco Fresh, comedy and tarot. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Coco. And how about this, Coco Fresh? I'm gonna say this.
Okay.
You a good looking lady. Like
Thank
I'm
you.
Not hitting on you or nothing, but you got some features that everybody like.
Thank you.
You know, you got a good forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Your chin is solid. You're a right. solid chin depression. You got the cheekbones. Mm-hmm. You got some great features, man.
Thank you. my mama molded my forehead. She molded my head when I was a baby.
She did the whole thing to get.
She did the mold. Yeah, she said, Courtney, when you have a baby, make sure you mold your forehead. She said she constantly molded my head.
Wow, she did a wonderful job. Well done. Thank you. And who knew if your mom was good with clay, you was gonna be a better human being. How about that? Also joining us today, this lady tickles me all to be damned. You understand me? She came on our show. I do a weekly show with Rito Brown called We Finna Argue. I gotta get you on there too.
Okay, I'm with it.
We literally argued the entire show. It's really crazy. And she is good candid. Candid. Don't do that. Don't question my words.
Good. Anyway.
Coming on here, she's going around the country, tearing up stages. And every podcast she come on, she say something fucking outlandish. Welcome to the show. It's One Act Drama. One Act Drama, how you doing, kiddo?
Good morning. I'm great. How about yourself?
You look fresh. You look like you took a bath, like, recently.
She's shining.
She's bright. My Coco, she definitely shining.
She's shining. I see
it's Marie. No, you look exfoliated. You look oily a little bit. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing like an oily black woman.
She look like she got some rest, some good rest.
Slept real good.
I didn't get rest. I was on the phone.
Teeth was, look at teeth all white
in the middle of the night.
Her teeth match her shirt.
Her teeth is a shade whiter than her shirt. I need y'all to help me this morning. Sister Girlfriend Production is in the building. I see you. I'm feeling a little emotional this morning. I just helped my daughter pack up. She's headed back to college. And I was cool. You know, I'm cool. You know, I'm dad. You know, I'm cool to that last couple seconds. They almost took me out. And she, you know, I mean, she is like 8-hour drive from here.
That ain't bad.
Arkansas Pine Bluff. She's probably closer to you, Drama, than she is to me right now.
She's definitely close to me. That's only like 5 hours from me.
Yeah, and it's 8 from Atlanta. So, wow. You know, sending my baby off. And my other baby is coming here. She'll be headed to Bahrain this year. She's got a class. She's in the Navy. She got a class. And after she's in that class, she's going to be headed to Bahrain. And then my 20-year-old Rihanna is headed to school, headed back to school because she took a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was saying the other day on my Instagram feed, I was like, look, all y'all parents that got little kids, high school, and just going to college, I'm not impressed. I've been in the baby game a long time. You understand me? I relish being a young father. Oh, there she go right there. Hold on. Welcome to the show, Raina Perry. She's on the road.
Oh, hey, Raina.
Hey, Raina.
Raina, now I was told her little friend was coming over last night to help her pack the car.
Uh-oh. He helped me finish packing in general. Didn't help me pack the car.
First of all, you didn't pack in general. You just threw stuff in bags.
That's a general packing.
That's how you do. That's how you do when you're in school. Ain't no.
I got some hangers. I'm good.
So. That's right.
I gave you my little phone thingy. You using it?
I know. I like this. I should have took this. Hey.
All right. I'm not really ready for you. You're a little early.
Okay.
All right. Call back. Be careful. Yeah.
All
She's
right.
so
sweet, little
T. Yeah, the sweetie pie, man. Great kid. All right, welcome to the show. This young man is absolutely maybe top 2 or 3 nice human beings I know in America. He's always got some wonderful shit to say, and it really gets on my nerves. But he's a fucking great guy. He's a great guy. He hasn't let me down. And I'd be waiting on him to be full of shit, and he's never full of shit. Welcome to the show, Hollywood Hop Good. What's up, Hop?
What's up, Hop?
What up, Hop?
You know, and it gives me this intro, and then I do have something wonderful to say. To
share. I know you do. I know you do. You cannot stop yourself. What? Give me something wonderful, Hollywood Hop Good.
Coco, you were half right.
Half right. What the what?
Coco is always 100%
with, always right.
I'm exploring something. It's funny, Rodney. You know the person. I can't reveal it to you yet. You know them. Yes, they know you.
Well, I know them, or they know me, because people be knowing me that I don't know who the fuck.
Nah, she the way she talks, she knows you.
Okay.
Okay. So what's up? What happened? What's up?
A friend had me do a blind thing.
Blind date.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about it.
Wait.
We'll talk about it.
You can't be half-assed.
Look, everything ain't for public. We'll talk about it.
So you got, is this a new friend for you, or this is somebody that's gonna be new in your life? So you went out on something blind. And you seem happy about it.
Oh, so you wait a minute. I'm all discombobulated. You're talking about like date wise.
Yeah, he talking date. I'm sure he's talking.
Oh,
date.
I was thinking about the show. Okay.
Oh, we was talking about the show. How good?
Okay.
Last week.
Oh, I'm not gonna take it.
Change your mind.
I got to. I have to call you offline about it. I got to.
Okay. Oh, stop right there. Sean Givens is in the building. What's up, Sean? Sean, fellow Virgo, and Sean, matter of fact, Sean texts me. I want you to come in and talk to Coco Fresh later on in the show. Sean Givens is awesome. Hey, Sean. Sean and I went to high school together, but unlike me, she's still gorgeous.
I know that's right.
Man, Rodney, listen, we're all gorgeous.
First of all, I'm good. You're a lot of things, but you're not gorgeous.
I'm cute.
You're handsome, but you ain't gorgeous.
I'm cute too.
Cute is a strong word, Hop.
I know it is, and I have strong features to back it.
So you
I'm feeling myself today.
I see you. So you feeling cute today? I'm good. Wild boy.
Look, y'all can't be coming in talking about head moldings and glowings and shit. And I can't come in with something.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that. Hey, y'all. All right, here we go. Clarence Thomas is in the news. Y'all see this? So Clarence Thomas has been taking all kind of trips and stuff from his billionaire friends. I mean, everything from private jet rides to trips, basketball games and stuff like this. But the thing about it, you can't just take stuff when you're a Supreme Court justice. You got to tell people. You got to disclose that. And so I was reading about the story, man, and Clarence Thomas, man, drama. Why Clarence keep tripping, man? Well, what's going on?
Let me tell you something. At the end of the day, no matter how white he centers himself, that's a black man, and we love a hookup. Black folks love
who you are.
Black folks love a hookup.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
So I ain't gonna lie. If I was him, slide me a little something under the table too.
Slide me a little something.
Slide me something.
Hey, how about this? How about this one act drama? What's the best hookup you ever got?
Dude, yeah. That's the best hookup y'all ever got. Yeah, let's talk of that.
I mean, somebody gave you some, like, now I've been taking advantage of because I was trying to get a hookup. Like right now, if somebody offered me a hookup, I'm inclined to turn it down, to be honest. Cause right. I've been in the parking lot of Walmart. I'm like, hey man, I got a stereo, man. You want it's into the damn box of rocks.
I think my best hookup, it was legit though. It was like I worked for Delta and flew for free. So that's kind of legit.
No hookup, that's just a job perk.
That's a perk.
Oh, you know what? I got a 70-inch TV for $200.
That's a hookup. That's a hookup. Granny Wilder said she got a car.
Ooh, yes.
Pinky said Hopgood is handsome. Give him his credit. Pina Pinky shooting a shot.
That lady is not shooting her shot.
Peter Piggott is shooting her fucking shot. You can't tell a man he cute without him trying to hit it.
Women don't shoot shots. We just women shoot what it is.
Look,
if I tell Coco Fresh she cute, I'm not shooting my shot.
Right.
That ain't the same. That ain't the same. I bet if you tell Hopgood, he gonna be in your goddamn DM tonight.
Hopgood is not gonna be in my DM.
No, we too. We got soul ties. Exactly. That's my sister.
He's not gonna be in my DM.
All right, Coco, my sister, I protect him with a reckless abandon.
Yeah, shooting your shot for a woman are very direct. If a woman is really shooting her shot, she gonna really just be direct with you. She's not gonna.
I'm not saying she's not gonna be direct. I'm saying women shoot their shot.
Yeah, women do shoot their shots.
And women aren't as resilient as men because men, we deal with so much rejection. If you reject a fucking a good look, especially a good look woman, she looks at you like you must be gay.
Yeah, and we've been rejected so much. Sometimes we don't even catch the shot.
Dude, you can miss a
shot. I think it depends on the age of the woman. Like an older woman will be more direct with her shots.
She is. She like gotta be slick too.
Yeah, like my shot would be like, you know, I could do a split. You know, that's just like
a shot. That's your shot. First of all, that is too much information.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I wasn't supposed to hit. I'm supposed to be like Mario Winans. I don't want to know if I'm going to be dreaming about it.
That's a grow on the shot.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at the split either. I'm not mad.
Got me thinking about Candy Alexander right now from CB4.
Who is Candy Alexander?
Remember CB4 when she did that split all the way down?
No, I don't.
You know, I'm 44. I could do a full split.
Whoa. Candy Alexander does a full split down all the way down.
She did. Just
comes up, comes down.
She came up.
Kicks her leg open and both her heels hit her on the back of the head.
You cute and shoot the shot.
And I was like,
it's a difference.
You know what? You know, I'm not going to argue with you about this, Coco Fresh. I agree. You're right. You're right. Coco Fresh, best hookup you ever got. Best hookup you ever got. Somebody hooked you up. You like, wow, thank you. That was very nice.
Yeah. Best hookup I got was when my father was living. Somebody got me and my father courtside basketball. Tickets.
Like for the Hornets?
How did we play? It was for the Bobcats. This is when we were the Bobcats.
Okay.
But I forgot which team it was, but I know my dad really wanted to go to that game. I don't even remember the game. I was just happy to get him. And the tickets was like dirt cheap. I think it was like $150 or something. The dude just
But you still had to pay? That ain't no hookup.
That's Do you know how much courtside seats are at them games?
I want free tickets.
Oh, Lord.
Am I overextending the hookup?
Yeah, you just want some free shit. That ain't even a hookup. That's just...
I'm going to need y'all to get off.
That's so strange.
No. I would scream when somebody called me.
I'm going to need y'all to get off Rodney Perry.
I'm gonna need y'all to do the same.
I don't want to be on Rodney Perry.
First of all, ain't nobody even implying that. Okay.
She always gotta go there.
You always gotta. Nobody even talking about that.
She reached up in the bonnet with that one.
got tied up under that little knot.
I sleep raw headed to my pillow.
And drama look like
using sexual words again, raw.
And drama look like she can throw her. And drama look like she could throw her leg up in the air and then slam down into a split. That's what she looked like.
Sexual innuendos.
Drama like she used to dance for Hammer.
I did used to dance professionally. See? All over this country. I'm a classically trained ballet dancer of 17 years.
Hold on, stop right there. Every week I learn something new about drama. She was a makeup artist. She's a motherfucking director, producer, writer, hairstylist, a motherfucking dancer. Like, you the jack of all trades, literally.
I'm a Star Trek runner. I got a thing full of medals over there.
Yeah, she grow weed and braids.
What was your event? What was your event?
Hurdles 4x1 and 4x4.
What did you say? She grow weed and braids at the same place.
The fast hurdles, the shorter, longer hurdle.
I ran a 300 and 100.
Damn.
My daughter runs the 400 meter hurdles.
Oh, no, I wasn't doing 400. I was doing 4x1 and 4x4. Those were too close to 4x4.
Right, got you. Wow, let me tell you something. That track day is a long goddamn day. If you got a track kid, my hat is off
all day. That's all
you
day.
You got a track kid, you got to be willing to sleep in the sun.
Boy, that's why I don't have any.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'll be at the little track meet. I get my chair. I get my little shit. It don't wake me up until my baby running. Mm-mm. On the track. Hopgood. Talk to me, bro. Best hookup.
Say, man, this year Essence Festival was the absolute best hookup I've ever had.
Really? So you had great access and everything, and you didn't have to pay the full price.
I got a two room suite for nothing. For 4 days.
Is that from some type of big company that gives hookups or?
No. It's a perk from my Amex.
Really?
And I got.
You got the Amex, the platinum one?
Yeah.
And you got your room. I never really put my rooms on my Amex. I don't use it.
No, I use my points.
Okay.
So I got a free 2-room suite. I got round trip airfare.
What you need 2-room suite for?
Because I could get it. It was free. Shit.
But still, like, you ain't going to have nobody else in there. But
no, it was a 2-room, like a living room. I had a living room, a kitchen.
You ain't had no bitches in there?
No, not now. Well, I can't stand it. Tell you
something. Only thing about having a nice ass room, you don't want to be in that bitch by yourself.
But no, I mean, it's good for the optics, though, you know, because I teach what I teach. So I had a 2-room suite. I had round trip airfare first class.
So do you go stock the bar up and have people come by?
Absolutely not. I don't have company in my own house, really.
You're supposed to.
Oh, why?
I'm raised by Esther Jean. Rest in peace. Then the concert, I didn't have to pay to get in anything. All 3 days, I had all access.
Well, you damn near a celebrity, Hopgood. You move like you're Rodney Pearson.
Yeah. It's my good friend. My good friend, shout out to Salt and Pepper. They hooked me up. They hooked me up all the time anyway.
Oh, did you say Salt and Pepper?
Both of them.
And so,
you see how he just said that?
Which one is your favorite? Which one is your favorite? Salt or Pepper?
All of them. But me and Pep's birthday so close. Our birthday is right out. My birthday.
You just use a nickname?
Yeah, I mean, she goes by Pep. I mean, when I call them on the phone, I call them by their real names.
Somebody say, Victor Marshall said, did Rodney Perry say bitches? Let me tell you something.
Yes, he did
say bitches.
Yes, he did.
He said the bitches.
And the way he said it.
You know exactly what I mean.
He said it so smooth, like that's what he regularly
says. That was
said.
Taylor Boy, right?
I'm not the only one.
The bitches.
The bitches.
You had a bitches?
You had a bitches in the room or not?
The way he said it. That was Sailor Boy. I only got one night in town, Rodney Perry. Wait, said.
First of all, don't do that. Did y'all see this? So Erykah Badu and this young man, DJ went at each other this week, Coco Fresh. So apparently, 5 years ago, Erykah Badu, who is funny in her own right, called this man some sort of Mickey Mouse Care Bear.
He said, look, he do look like it was Tom and Jerry. He look like Jerry. He do. How you gonna get mad?
Is Jerry the cat or the mouse? Jerry is the mouse.
And yet out of all the things to get mad at somebody about you go
wanted her.
Like, yeah. And what did he think? He was gonna diminish her value by trying to say that people, I was like, yo, man, Lee. First of all, everybody that I've known that been around Erykah Badu says she's a wonderful human being.
Right.
Look. Right. The personal story.
And I can see Erykah Badu.
But why would you wait?
See me in the face and be next.
Why would you wait years later to flip you? Why you just didn't flip right there? Why you didn't say, look, bitch, I ain't no mouse.
Because he got the Tony.
Not 2 years, not 3 years.
Yeah, like, come on.
But you know, said to me about him, he don't go in on guys. He always go in on girls.
Him and Tory Lanez went to the same daycare.
Wow, how about that? Tory Lanez caught that young 10 years.
Boy, you know Jay-Z wasn't gonna take no L, Rodney.
I wanna see Meg Thee Stallion foot though. Like, did he shoot her toe off?
She still got that walk though. I saw her backstage at Essence. She still got
What do you mean?
What mean she still got that strong walk? She's still sexy. She's beautiful. I've seen her in person.
She's a tall girl too. Am I right?
How good? Yeah. I'm gonna send you a picture of me and her, Rodney. We're damn near head-to-head with her heels.
Well, then she must got a big foot.
She
probably got a big foot.
I just don't appreciate a man getting mad at a woman and then forcing their manly or their, you know, their male will on somebody.
I'm like this, dog. I don't mind you getting mad at a woman, but you got to get mad at dudes the same way.
Keep the same energy.
Same energy. You can't be roasting no motherfucking chick. Like when I did Foxhole years ago, it was a dude on the show, and he would go so hard at women, but he would never roast with a guy. he would never roast with a guy. And I was like, dude, that shit looks gay to me.
Been a motherfucker.
Some guys just don't like women.
I don't appreciate.
Well, no, how about that? How about that?
I just don't appreciate how you try to put it out there like that. But the way she handled it was so cold. Because I went on to try to buy some incense. That shit was sold out at 5:05.
You trying to get Erykah Badu's vagina in your house?
Nah, I mean, you
know, the aura of it.
I have an affinity for Erykah because, you know, because her one of her children's fathers is a real good friend of mine. He's my brother, DLC. Ooh. Shout out to DLC.
I love
DLC. Him. Got a baby with Erykah Badu.
His daughter, yes. Puma, and she is a. Listen, her voice is iconic.
Really,
Deborah's good. She's man. If you hear her sing, wow. Man, she is up next.
Let me ask you this: if DLC don't have his accident, do we ever meet Snoop?
Yes, still, because he penned a lot of stuff to Snoop. Yes.
But he wouldn't have never wrote that stuff if his voice don't go bad.
Yes, he would have. He still would have been writing because he still would have been part of the camp. We talked about that. Seriously.
Uh-oh. I saw Megan when she testified. She's very tall, amazing walk. Shouts out to the Gospel Heifers in the building. She said, good morning, Victor. Cedric Wilson is in the building.
Her walk is cold.
She did good on choosing her baby daddies. She did good.
Hey, let me tell you something. Like I said, Erykah Badu, she fine. She got
Doc is a good man.
She got a big fat booty, and she leaves you better. You're a better human being after you have go.
Doc is a good dude. Dre's a good dude, but she personally gave my niece an opportunity. My niece is an attorney, and my niece does some work for her on some other projects. She personally gave my niece an opportunity. So Erykah, you coming from my whole family.
Let me stop you right there. How good. Don't be wonderful right now. I'm trying to say something ludicrous.
I really did hear you say they get better when they go between her walls. Did you just say that?
I did.
You say go in her walls?
I said
I just wanted to make sure candy
wall.
Correctly.
That's what I said.
Sugar wall. You know what?
Candy walls.
You know what?
Erykah Badu is cold to me. And what? Not because she got her eyes, because I don't like all that scary eye shit. I don't like
that. That's me. I don't want to.
But
open
did you
my
see
eyes.
How she handled it, Rodney?
She. Her response was so beautiful, man.
Her delivery was so gangster. Like, I felt it.
And she sold 1,000 candles in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I was mad. I tried.
All right, here we go. Funky Fresh Terror is in the building.
Okay, what's up?
I got the one night drama. Shout out to Hollywood. Well, don't do the cards yet. Hold on.
Okay. Okay.
I want us to make a time capsule. Time capsule. Something to mark time on your life. Mark time on your life. What three things would you put in a time capsule so when people look many years from now, they would know the story of Hopgood or the story of drama or the story of Funky Fresh Terror? One Night Drama? Thoughts?
Pictures of my family, me and my kids.
Your immediate family, not like your extended family. No,
I forgot them on the post. Just me and my kids.
Okay.
Picture of me on stage.
Okay. I mean, a picture, not a video. You can have all kind of shit. Yeah.
What it might not be nothing to play. What if they find it in 3033? Ain't no DVD players.
They ain't got no laser player no more.
We don't know
what DVD players right now. So you're right. You got a point.
We don't know what they're gonna play it on. So I just have to put a picture. Because right. Everything now is digital. I can't digitally put something in a time capsule unless it's a digital capsule. I don't know.
I'm not gonna get into this with you.
That's what I'm saying. So I just do a picture.
Your family, you on stage, what up?
And then, can I put a letter about like current state of, I'll put a letter about what's currently happening like at the time that I'm putting stuff in the capsule and what is like moments that have happened throughout my life in my history of being on earth.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one. It's going to be something wonderful. I can feel it. Hopgood. Three things in the capsule to mark your time on this planet.
Some beard products. Well, my beard is signature.
Who cares about that though?
Everybody does. Don't hate.
All
So no, I'm playing.
I apologize.
No, I would leave a picture of me and Trey, because that represents the pain, the most pain I've ever felt and the most love I've ever felt from one thing.
Trey, Trey was
the son that I thought was mine.
Oh, wow.
And he was Charles III. That was his original name.
Oh, wow. And, so that wasn't true at all?
No, it wasn't.
Wow, I'm sorry to
hear that. You can't almost be somebody's baby. Like, it's either true or it ain't.
Well, I mean,
like 33 and a third percent.
No, but you can take responsibility for the child regardless.
Well, I did. Yeah. I went to court and filed for joint custody, and she denied it. She's being dirty. It's a dirty situation. You know, he was a year old when I found out.
History of horrible women.
Yeah, but that's my fault.
Yeah.
Building a bear, trying to build a bear. First responsibility is me. I've been doing me longer than they've been doing me. But I have a picture of me. I've got a picture of me and Trey.
It's not like you've been through some therapy. You got one more thing to put in your time capsule.
Picture me and Trey, my hat, my signature hat.
Got to throw the hat in there.
Got to. And my fraternity handbook.
You can't just give that to anybody, right?
No, I mean, people can go buy it, but it tells the aims of the fraternity and what we stand for, because I live by it. I live by all of it.
Wow. But let me ask you this, Hopgood, because you would have still been you without the fraternity, though, am I right?
Yes and no. There have been intricate moments in my life that an alpha pushed me and shaped me and had my back and was teaching me morals and fortitude and all these things. So if I had to go back on my life, it was a lot of alphas in my life, real alpha men.
And you know what? One of the things I commend anybody that's a part of a fraternity or sorority is y'all have that community everywhere. My buddy was a Sigma, is a Sigma, and everywhere we went. Huh?
I said, bless his heart.
Oh, God. Anywhere we went, though, he always had people that had his back. No matter where we went in America, somebody would stop and help us based on that. All right.
Where he pledged it? In the north or the south? Or the region of the country?
I think he went to San Jose State.
Oh, that's why he was Sigma.
Yeah.
But he would have been lame in Georgia pledging Sigma. The Sigma was lame.
Oh, you ain't got to do that.
I'm just telling you, if you went to Alpha, Kappa, or Omega, nobody cared.
Nobody cared.
Fresh Tarot, Comedy and Tarot. Coco Fresh, you making your time capsule. And unlike these two lame ducks, you got some fly shit in your time capsule.
Absolutely. How many things in it? Three.
You can do whatever. If you want to keep going, go. Fuck it.
See how you do her? Mama, see how you do her?
Yeah, he want us to shut up.
y'all got pitches and momentous occasions on there.
Okay. First thing I put in there is the DVD for Breaking 1 and Breaking 2 Electric.
No, Boogaloo. Not Breaking 2.
No, I got to put Breaking 2 and 1. 1 is, of course, 1 is the dopest, but I got to put 2 in there as well.
I'm not mad at that.
Breaking 1 and Breaking 2. I will put a Yankees hat. I love my Yankee fitteds. I always did that first. And then, I will also get, of course, my first deck of tarot cards, the Biddy Tarot, B-I-D-D-Y. Little
what does
cards.
That mean? What does that mean, Biddy?
Biddy. It's just a brand, and they were like my first deck that I worked with professionally. They were like $10, and I ain't have no money. And my sister bought them for me, and now, you know, things took off.
Now you got the electronic
shuffle. Here go my time capsule. All right. I'm going to put in my time capsule the first vagina I ever had. And I hopefully...
You going to catch a case burying somebody alive?
First of all, I'm not taking the whole body. I just want the vagina.
I was going to say Viagra, but that'll work too.
I want the vagina. I want people to open up and that'll be the first thing they see.
They're gonna be like, what is this?
They're gonna think he was a serial killer.
No,
they're gonna be like, yo, this is quite impressive.
Was it a big one or a little one? Will it be a little size? Was it big?
It was medium.
Okay. Was it pretty? Did it just like, you know, it was
wonderful.
Wait a minute. This was back in the day. I know that thing was hairy too. It was like a big
Of course.
So you're gonna put a bush vagina in there.
God, we never say, Rodney, damn it, what are you doing? Okay, all right, here we go. Here we go. All right, so I got my vagina when you first open it up, right? Then you go a little further into the, I'm going to have LL Cool J album.
Hold on, which one?
Which one?
Rock the Bells.
Oh, radio. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, the one with the radio on the cover. Yeah, yeah, okay, absolutely. Okay, 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 I'll take that.
That's going to be in there. Okay, that's going to mark time for me. And I might have my Hammer Gazelles in that bitch.
Oh! Oh! Man, wasn't them the glasses, Rodney?
Man, uh-oh, let me tell you something. MC Hammer changed my life. Uh-oh. MC, don't do that, Coco, because I fucking start going in this bitch. Let me tell you something. When MC Hammer was out there in them streets, it was nothing like him.
Still like.
Flat out incredible. And he can still dance. He can still dance. Mm-hmm. And, and when I grandma tell you that, because she's a professional dancer. All right. Here we go. Let's get into the Funky Fresh Tarot. Great week last week. And I reached out to a couple of my friends. I was like, yo, I gotta have you know. Raina is headed off to school.
All right, Raina.
Raina, questions for the Funky Fresh Tarot.
How do you see my first semester going? I'm not worried about both semesters. I just need to know what the first one looking like. That's going to set me up for the rest.
All right. So the first semester, I'm getting something about, have you been thinking about transferring or something like that? I'm getting, it's really going to be time for you to lock down and just be by yourself. Like you need to don't worry about friends or, you got to lock yourself up in your dorm room and get the work, then that's what you need to do. I do feel like that there's going to be a lot of responsibilities put on you as far as work-wise, when you're going to feel like, oh my God, I can't move. I can't go nowhere. And so my thing is this. I ain't even going to lie to you. You're going to have a lot of responsibilities when it comes to work. Your workload is going to be heavy. And you're going to feel a bit lonely and by yourself. Make sure that you keep communicating with your family, not friends, family, because they're going to give you the motivation and the inspiration that you need. Money may be a little bit tight or something like that. That's what I get with you. Don't F around and play around with friends. Stay in that dorm room and do the work, because this semester is going to be a bit heavy. As far as course load wise, are the work. That's what I get.
Now her coach is leaning on her to be a more of a leader on the team. Is that going to be a good thing?
Okay, Spirit, is that going to be good for her? What about her being a leader on the team? What about a leader on the team? Yeah, I just get more of it's not going to be enough. And you need to get your rest. I'm going to need for you to get your rest first. Don't take on a risk. If you ain't getting no extra for doing this, it's like, be nice, of course, be encouraging and motivating. But Spirit is saying, put yourself first. Because you may end up, I'm actually seeing you may end up walking away from that responsibility, because it may be a bit causing a bit of anxiety behind that. And you come first. Because you may be like, I can't give enough to this. Don't pull away from your rest for this, for running, or for the team. Don't do that. Get your rest first. That's what I'm getting.
Wow. Well, we already know she needs some rest. She'll never go to sleep. She up
on. You need to get your rest first. I know the team and stuff is good, but this semester is gonna be. You need to pour into you and your studies more than ever. If you got to do the team stuff, do the team and then take your ass back to the dorm or wherever you're staying.
Word. All right, Hopgood, you up? Kind of say something wonderful.
Am I saying something wonderful to the kiddo or to the tarot?
To the kiddo.
To the kiddo.
You are embarking on the second leg of adulthood. You're going to be okay. You have a village, you know. Your father was going to tell you all the right things, to watch from the wrong people. and you have a plethora of information that you can grab. If you need to know something about finances or commerce, he calls me and I'll take care of it. If you need to know where your life is going, you have Coco. If you need to just say something really slick to somebody that's going to hurt their feelings and stick, you call Drama. So you have a village.
Oh God.
To protect you and close your life.
All right, how good your wonderfulness has went too far. moving on.
Obviously, I love when kids go to school though.
One act Drama. Say something. It's time for you to say something ignorant.
So I agree with Coco. It's about to be difficult because it's about to be some pressure on this young man that's trying to run up and through you.
You didn't scar Rodney. Rodney said, "Oh, what in the what in the Mike Brady I got is going on here?"
Oh God! Are you finished? Are you done?
No man wants to imagine that. You used to mess that man's whole week up.
Up and through you. Oh my God. Not up and through
you. Oh, I'm tickled myself. So look at her. She turned red. She already know who it is. She know what's name. She already know
him
from he was that last semester trying to
run. We know he's a piece of shit. Hey, we know that. Okay.
Yeah, he's a punk.
He's gonna make it hard for you to study because you're gonna be thinking about it real hard. So stick to your studies. And
yeah, he's a punk.
Let that man run through. Just don't tell your daddy.
He's a punk. You'll come back 5 years.
I don't know, that's for sure.
You'll come back for homecoming 5 years from now.
And hold on, John B says, hold on, let's speak to Marsha. Coco Fresh. What did they tell you? I took your advice and work as a civil attorney now. Thank you very much for the reading. Oh, wow. Nice. John B says, I wish I had the Fresh Tarot to help navigate college. That is great advice for a first year student. Remember her words. Okay. She's not a first year student, but she definitely had them streets.
Thank you.
Hey, safe travels, Raina. Be careful out there on them streets.
Anybody get slicker than Mouth Collars?
It's my third year, but thank y'all.
It is your third year. All right, baby. Thank you. I love you. Be safe.
Love you.
All right. All right, y'all. Stop right there. You cannot. One of my friends is on the line, and I reached out to him this morning, Coco Fresh. I said, you need a reading. He gets a bad rap, but he's a fucking great guy.
Why get a bad rap?
He gets a bad rap because he could be a little tiny asshole. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Businessman, entrepreneur, and great human being, Garrett Abdo. Gary.
Good morning. Welcome to the diversity part of your show.
Hey, first of all, Gary is not white. He's from Africa.
Beautiful. I'm Palestinian.
The Palestinian. He's almost black. He's closer to black than white.
Okay.
He just reads white, and he takes advantage of that too. But anyway.
Chappelle did call me Trick Whitey Man.
Hey, all jokes aside, he's a comedy club owner and just an all around great guy, man. And I think more people should know that. But anyway, Coco, this is Garrett Abdo. Gary, what's your question?
What's my question?
Love and relationship, business. What are you thinking?
Let's talk business. I'm a businessman.
Okay. I pulled the business cards out. Okay, what are we looking at?
What about business?
I have a project in mind. Tell me about it.
Okay, tell me about Garrett's project. Okay. All right. Let's see. No communication. Don't talk about it yet. Okay. Is it going to be? Okay. Honestly, I feel like this project is going to bring you a lot of anxiety. That's what I'm getting. That's the first and foremost. Spirit is saying, though, if you're going to do this, though, you need to stay dedicated to doing this. But the biggest thing that I'm getting is, like, while you're working through it or beginning in the beginning stages of it, it's like, keep it to yourself. I'm also seeing too, don't invest too much money into it. Save, put money up. And I'm also doing keeping it secretive, keeping it to yourself. It is a bit of injustice that's involved with this. So the people that you are involving with this, it may be one-sided to where you may be doing more of the work. So it's like in the beginning, things are going to be, it's going to seem like, oh my God, this is a bad idea. And I don't even know if this is the smartest thing to do, because this will bring a lot of anxiety. But what I'm getting, though, I'm getting 3 time units after you start this, the end result is going to be a celebration of wish fulfilled. So basically what I'm saying is it's going to start off rocky, and it's something about you may be taking the brunt of the work in the beginning. It could be like investing a lot, but Spirit is saying, like, don't pour too much money or too much time or too much resource into this. Because again, it's going to be one-sided in the beginning. And another big thing I keep getting is like, keep it to yourself. The underlying card is like, you're going to want to walk away from it starting off. And I do see a tower moment where you may fall out with some people, or it may make you realize that you're like, you know what? I thought that you was on my team or you was a good person to work with, but you ain't shit. That's what I get. So a lot of anxiety in the beginning of this, but I do see the end result being something that's celebratory, wish fulfilled, and basically a good start to something lucrative. Does this resonate what I'm saying?
Well, it does. I mean, it's basically any project I've ever worked on.
If you are more specific with your questions, I could really be more specific with the answer. So if you want to be more specific, but I know you don't want to tell too much, because I just said keep your mouth shut.
Right. You told me to keep my mouth shut. So it's a movie project, and I want to know if I'm going to produce it with the person I want to produce it with.
Okay. So Spirit, is he going to produce it with the person he wants to produce it with? Is he going to, let's see. I got a yes on that. With the 10 of diamonds, that's a 10 of pentacles. Absolutely. I got a yes on that. I'm getting you and you, this one person, and it's a one other person involved. So I'm actually getting 3 people involved in this as well.
Okay.
With the 2 of diamonds, I'm getting also, yeah, juggling 2 different responsibilities. And one of the people I can describe is a very tall person. I'm getting like between 6'2" and 6'4". I'm getting a very tall person being involved in this. If you want me to describe who the person is. But yes. So I got a yes on that.
Okay. Very good.
Hey, it's the Funky Fresh Gary. It's Terrell, Gary. Thank you for coming on. Also, Hobgood is going to say something wonderful to you right now. Hobgood, please.
Gary, you are a steward of the one thing that God is universal with, which is comedy. So comedy releases endorphins. Laughter releases endorphins in your body to help you clear. It actually makes you happy. It keeps you young. So you have to be protected at all costs. So I wish prosperity over everything that you do.
Thank you.
That is beautiful. And finally, Gary, and finally, something ignorant from comedian one-act drama.
So I, too, am getting the number 3 people. 3 people, I see 1, the green represents a person of color, that's you. Then I have 2 clears, which means there's going to be a Caucasian people involved. That's 3 people.
Now, a Caucasian.
Could be an amazing threesome, or it could be an amazing partnership. How that go, the Spirit didn't really clear that up for me. I'm also getting, it's a lot of talking going on. A lot of talking going on, most likely by these clear folks that's going to be involved. Shout out to clear folks, because you, as we know, people of color, we know what we're doing and we know what we're talking about. So continue to thrive in your colorfulness. And that's all.
Well said.
Well, I will say this, though. Be ready for it. It's going to be some sort of big disagreement or big fallout that you need to be prepared for. It's going to be something that, of course, that you don't expect, but you're going to fall out with somebody. I feel like a friendship is going to be broken, or somebody that you feel like that was very close to part of the family, felt like a family person. You're going to fall out with somebody behind this project. So just be prepared for that.
Gary, does that resonate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey man, thank you popping in. That young man is Gary Abdu. He is the owner of the Atlanta Comedy Theater right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Both of them great clubs, and it's always a pleasure. Hey, Coco Fresh, is Gary gonna keep giving me money?
Let me see, is Gary going to keep giving? I can answer that.
Call me later today, and I'll give you some money. We'll get a date.
Yes, I do. Actually,
we're doing New Year's Eve together. We're doing New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
That's what we said last time we talked. We talked. We said, I want you to do New Year's
Eve. Then let's do it. Call me today. Call me this afternoon.
I'm going to be home for New Year's Eve. I'm coming to that. Yeah.
There you go. And we're going to make drop the feature. How about that? Gary don't pay features, though.
He's got a chicken wing basket for features.
Right. You work for wings and drinks.
Wings and drinks. All right, here we go. Thank you so much, Gary and Abdu. Hey, I'm Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. It's Friday. The Funky Fresh Terror in full effect. OMG. I said, you know, of course, you know, Coco has read all of us 100,000 times.
Yeah,
I know she's sick of looking at our lives.
No, I'm not. I love it.
It's okay if you're sick of it. I reached out to my homegirl, awesome human being. I said, come on here, get your tail. She said, I'm scared. I said, don't be scared. Welcome to the show, Eb the Celeb. Ebony.
What's up,
Eb the Celeb? That's tight. I like that.
Eb the Celeb.
Eb comes on, face beat to the gods this morning. You on mute, Eb. You on mute, Eb.
Hi, everyone. And I didn't say I was scared. I said, I don't want to hear what she got to say, is what I said. I don't feel like it's going to be nothing good, but here we are.
No.
What do you want to start, Eb? You want love, relationship, business? What do you want?
I got two questions for her. So okay. The first one is love, the second one is business. First one is black love in my cards, or I need to be going to the others and finally give others a chance?
I know.
Because I'm tired of Negro.
Black love. Uh-oh.
But I want a black man. But maybe I'm missing my own blessing by waiting on this black man to act right. So.
You're gonna be wasting away waiting on black love.
Wait a damn minute.
He's gonna be wasting away. Listen. Just go where the love is. The thing about it is, Eb, you can get it. But the thing too, Eb,
I'm not gonna settle. So I should say, you know, black love.
But Eb, you don't be putting in the work that's necessary.
I sure don't.
You be thinking that it's just gonna come, and I'm gonna just speak it, and it's gonna come, and no. And others also too, Eb, you be focused on your money and your work more than anything. Okay, you got people. First of all, too, I'm gonna give you this little bit on the side. You got a lot of people that's jealous of you. So I think you already know this. But anyway, that aside, you got a lot of people that's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get a lot of attention. But it's like. Spirit is saying that you are keeping yourself from changing. You're keeping yourself from changing out of this way. And basically, like I said, you're not putting in the work. You're holding back yourself too much to where you're not letting yourself open to letting people know that I'm available. Now, Spirit is suggesting right now, though, it's not so much about you putting yourself out there to find a relationship. Your spirit guides want you to enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay, have a good time and enjoy yourself, and do not limit yourself to just looking for a black man. I am with you. I'm all about black love, but at the same time, you know, you're supposed to enjoy your life and live your life. Okay, it's going to come.
Is it an either or thing, Coco? Is it an either or? Is it black or is that the question?
Also, is she going to be with a black man?
Yeah.
Coco didn't taste Ben Vereen and everybody out of her life.
So my friends always tell me that I just cut people off too quick. Like, I see one red flag. I don't have time to go through 5 years of red flags and to realize it. So I see one that I know I'm not going to deal with, and I'm out. So that's what my friends say. I don't work through stuff. I just, as soon as I see one thing, I'm like, nope. Not dealing with that.
Well, when it comes down to you, Eb, you're going to have the options. So it's really up to you whether you settle down with a black man or not. It's not, spirit is not saying no. Okay. It's saying that she got options. I'm seeing that, and I'm also seeing somebody Latino. I'm hearing like the Spanish community.
Paco
Ventana. Poppy.
Paco.
All right. Eb the Celeb, you have another question. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So the other one is, so people get on my nerves, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Fresh chocolate is the best.
Like, people just get on my nerves. So am I supposed to be working for other people, or am I supposed to go that entrepreneur route and start my own thing? Because
you know that
you already know the answer.
I don't, because I you know me, Rodney. I like that regular check to hit my damn account 2 times a month and know it's coming, direct deposit. When you're an entrepreneur, you don't know when that check is going to come. You got to struggle for a little while. I like my lifestyle right now.
I don't think that entrepreneurial is for you. I don't think that because you have a strong passion and desire to make your money. And you,
that's what makes you a better entrepreneur. Yeah.
Well, I got the Empress card upside down. That's somebody that's not into, like, the entrepreneur is a really creative, not to say that you're not a creative, but they create and they're just like, okay, well, I'm going to just go with whatever happens. That's not Em. She wants to know, like, I want to know what's going on, exactly what time, and again, when the deposit is going to come in. I don't feel like that she's somebody that likes to jump out there and try out something new without no
So I just got to deal with these people that I don't like, so I can
get Wear you some tourmaline, or wear you some obsidian crystals when you're around these people. That'll help take away the, absorb the negative energy, and they won't get it on your nerves as much.
Okay.
All right. Get into crystals.
Wow. All right, you can't come get the Funky Fresh Tarot without getting, of course, Coco Fresh. And I'm sure...
I'm ready for these ones. These
I'm sure Hollywood Hopgood's got something wonderful to say. Whenever you're ready.
The power, your power and your strength and everything that you do is in your name. Eb the Celeb. A friend of mine gave me the name Hollywood Hop because of the company that I keep, the way that I carry myself. And when I step in a room, it's lights, camera, and action. Play on your name. Let your name guide you.
I mean, I've been there and did that. That's how I got the name.
Right.
And that's to not pay the bills. So that's why I'm doing what I do now.
But you can parlay that. I'm a classic example. I had a 6-figure income working for somebody else who was miserable. I walked out and bet on me, and I ain't lost ever since. And sometimes it's not about the money, it's the quality of life.
Yeah.
When your mind is free and it's not cluttered with the soliloquies of everyone else, you're able to create and find new depth within your spirit, and that's going to generate income anyway, because that's a strong point, a focal point of yours, just like mine. It's a strong focal point of me, and I was scared. And then I realized I've been doing me longer than everybody else been doing me. I'm going to get this.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Hollywood Hopgood with something wonderful. And, of course, you can't get the Funky Fresh Tarot without ignorant sprinkles.
I'm trying to nail polishes I got in my cards.
Spirit led me to some nail polish removal. That means remove the black man from your roster, man.
Oh, no!
Remove the black man.
Oh,
the only thing is giving me the tip, the black tip, which means black men only gonna sit the tip in. You gonna be good deal?
Oh, disrespectful.
That's gonna be about it. You have to explore your options. Spirit brought me the polish. That's your options, ma'am. All different varieties of shades and colors. No, okay. That's all your options.
Okay. All right. I received.
Yeah. Why I got a black tip though?
Why?
It
made it little.
And then she said the tip in. Just the tip.
Well, you know we are habitual line stepping when it comes to that.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Eb the Celeb, you've done us proud. Thank you for coming in. And we have somebody hitting us from the chat. Coco Fresh, okay. I got a tarot question. And
okay.
This is Michelle C, okay. AKA Janikin TV. is somebody going to help me with my business or my finances?
I know that's right. Spirit, is somebody coming in to help Candy with her? Okay. Well, this is the thing. Ain't nobody going to come in until you talk to them. Like, you don't, like, let people know that you need help. That's what I get. It's like somebody, she's very beautiful and very intelligent, but I also feel, like, very proud. Uh-huh. And I'm also getting, too, like, that's basically a form of an insecurity. You got to let people know that you need help. And if you do that, you're going to get it because you're carrying too many responsibilities on your back. You're trying to do everything by yourself. And when you are basically slow to ask, people are going to be slow to give. I do see a Pisces water sign man energy. This is a very passionate energy that would love to come and help you. But the thing about it, and I see another guy that's like a damn earth sign. You got like two dudes that stand up guys that want to come and help you, but you don't really let them know that you need some help or you want some help. Because you give a thing of like, I'm all right, I got this, I'm okay. That's
but the you're vibe not okay. That you give you're off. Not okay.
Yeah. Not wow. Not the way that you want to be okay.
That's all right. That was beautiful. Coco Fresh, always amazing, man. I cannot thank you enough. And you too can get a reading. Coco Fresh, tell them how they can get a real life reading from you.
Log on to thefreshtarot.com. Thefreshtarot.com. And we can set it up.
Oh, this one here, she want all answers. She said, right, what are their initials?
You mean nothing, damn. Okay.
Well.
All right, so I'm getting... All right, Spirit.
You said go to the good deck. Get a good to go read that out of a drawer.
Pause. Okay. You might heard it the wrong way. It said something else.
I'm getting the letters R and I'm getting the letter H.
Well, it ain't
R
me.
And H.
It ain't me.
Well, my last name is
Hot. I'm not helping.
With the finances,
that's two men. Rodney Perry right there. How good? There you go. That's your two men right there.
Dang, yeah, I didn't even think about
get the
that.
Rodney discount.
That is R&H. Oh my God.
You're going to get the Rodney discount for watching the show. If you inbox me on my,
listen.
My Instagram, I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to give you a discount. I'm going to help you with your finances.
I'm telling you, y'all better go. Y'all be thinking, hop on that BS.
But Hop is the real deal.
Hop is legit.
He is real. Like, your whole life will change. I'm telling you.
The only thing you got to listen to this wonderful shit all the time from now on at the LP.
Yeah.
All right. Well done. One Night Drama, you got anything ignorant for Can Kiss TV?
Yes.
Chelsea.
Yes.
So, Spirit is telling me you mean. Relax.
Wait a minute.
Says the mean one.
Let somebody in your life to help you. It ain't that they not there and available. You are unavailable, ma'am. Open up your heart chakra.
Ma'am.
She opened it up. How'd you open it up?
Open up your heart chakra.
I know.
Let somebody
one
in.
Day she did that. That dancer coming through.
Well, yeah, I didn't get a cigarette.
Hey, what a great show today, guys. I cannot thank you enough. My name is Rodney Perry. This is Rodney Perry Live, Coco Fresh and the Funky Fresh Tarot. I'm good with the wonderfulness and the absolute ignorance of one act drama. Makes me so happy. Yo, have a great weekend. Trina Pickett says, great show, great weekend, guys. Have a great weekend. Be great. And, man, God bless y'all, man. I really, it's an honor and a privilege to share a four-pronged screen with you guys. And thank you for I feel like bigger and better things are coming for us together as a unit. I don't know. What do you think, Coco?
Absolutely, it's coming. You want me to pull on that? Spirit, we're going to be
see what happens.
Together on this. Okay. This is the thing. It can work, but you, Rodney, have got to be committed to us.
Okay.
We committed to you, but you got to be committed to this.
Okay. All right. I like the way that
you got all the resources. You got all the resources.
Well, first of all, I don't know who told you that. You need to check your spirit because
we're here. We're just waiting. You're
resource heavy in love and people.
You just tell us the time and the day. We there.
I love it. You know, this day above all days makes me feel good. It makes me happy. And I think, you know, my wife and I talked recently. She's like, why are you doing that show? Why are you doing it? I said, it makes me happy. And, you know, this is show number 197.
Woo!
Three more shows to 300 or 200 and 200.
That's Wednesday. What you going to do?
Nothing in particular. I don't know.
How did he make that many episodes?
Wow.
197 shows. We do this every day as much as we can. And I couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you, Coco Fresh. Always a pleasure. Hollywood Hop Good. You're absolutely a wonderful human being. And One Act Drama, well, you know.
Always one of the best.
Fucking insane. And I love it. I love every second of it. Shouts out to Marty P that popped in the chat. Shouts out to Granny Wowzers. Jalen and his mom, they always pop in. Can't Get TV. Thank you for popping in, getting the question. And Abdu Celeb, Garrett Abdu, and Lil Raina as she navigates her 7 hour plus trip from now. It's been a great day, guys. We'll talk next week at Top of the Week. And next Friday, you get to see these people again. That's our show. Be good.
Get ready for America's number one funny man.
Funny man.
What? Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, New York, Chicago, to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man.